Beyond Governance, Making Sense of Doing Business in South Africa, is proudly sponsored by Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
When a nation comes together on buildrsa.co.za, it can only lead to a greater South Africa. All that's missing is you. Go to buildrsa.co.za to join the conversation, get involved in problem solving, and contribute to taking our nation to the next level. By South Africans, for South Africans. So, register for free now at buildrsa.co.za. The Great Africa. Together, we will build it.
A very good morning to you, the beloved Bonds. It is an honor, if not privilege, to host this show. My name is Imnot Mbele, and this is Beyond Governance. I hope you are back feeling refreshed from Easter weekend, and you are able to play a meaningful role in rebuilding our ailing economy that is on the brink of collapse, given high unemployment rate and exceptionally high poverty. We have the responsibility to put shoulders to the wheel by participating in the forthcoming election to choose a party or parties that will change country's fortunes. You know, the mayhem we are seeing in a political space is not only just embarrassing, but shows how fractured we have become as a people. Any social and economic investments hinges on trust, and it is imperative for us to address the trust deficit. And for this to happen, we need ethical and accountable leadership. Since our glass is half full, let's continue to speak and act against those who are looting and deferring the dreams of the next generations. Anyway, before getting the gist of our discussion, allow me to dispense with words of gratitude to the Money Mayhem team and, of course, the producer of the show, Harrison Lake and Craig Kuti, whom I'm eternally grateful for their sterling work. As we proceed, if you missed any of the previous episodes, not to worry. Simply go to our website, download any of the podcasts, and share your views with us. I'm happy to hear your thoughts regarding our last conversation, including the very show this morning. Our SMS line is 34519. In today's conversation, we put in spotlight on the African, on what it means to be an African and how we celebrate pockets of excellence in the continent. This line of thought recognizes the need to change the perceptions of our African continent, which has offered so much to the world without due credit and recognition she deserves. This claim brings me to the phrase that says, until the lion has his own storyteller, the hunter will always have the best part of the story. In the context of mental enslavement that we all endure, it is important for the lions to enjoy the best. It is important for us to deny the lion to have a better part of the story, the hunter. Obviously, we need to also make sure that the hunter, in this particular context, the colonizers or former colonizers or new colonizers, are deprived of the opportunity that give them a competitive advantage. In my mind, you know, we need to strive for, or we need to address systemic self-sabotage and countering lingering effects of historical victimization, and by looking at investments around industrialization and look at issues of good governance to anchor the big dreams, which in my view will be actualizing the, amongst others, the Continental Free Trade Agreement. We all know that the economic and social prospects of the Continental Free Trade Agreement, which is the largest free trade agreement in the world with about 1.2 billion person market, combined GDP of $2.5 trillion, is such an important anchor that will galvanize all the efforts in the continent to ensure that we're able to redress the residues of colonialism. In today's conversation, we begin to acknowledge and share insights around individuals or entities that are putting shoulder to the wheels on how we leverage on the Africa Continental Free Trade Agreement by making sure that we appreciate other several initiatives such as the African Genius Awards as well as the Build Africa. In addressing this very complex issue, I'm joined by Dr. Falala, who is the CEO of Plus 94 Research, as well as Sol Molobi, who is the CEO at Brand Hill Africa, as well as, is it a thorn amongst the roses or roses among the thorn, in the name of Stembile Masia, who is the CEO of 8 Red Apples. Gentlemen and lady, welcome to Beyond Governance. Thanks for sharing your time.
Thank you, Dr. Mbele. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mbele.
Thank you, Dr. Mbele. Morning, colleagues.
In setting the scene, colleagues, we often say America is so-called the land of the free and the home of the brave. And this type of mantra permeates all the subsectors in the U.S. and as well as Scotland, coincidentally, because they have the same motto. And how important is for African continent to embrace its own philosophy to evoke, you know, that sense of identity and pride? As Africans, we're dealing with mental slavery, which is far more sinister than physical slavery because the chains are invisible and are transmitted across generation. And celebrations such as the Africa Genius Award and initiatives such as, Bill RSA are important. Perhaps maybe let me give this opportunity to Dr. Falala to give us an overview of the African Genius Award as an element which seeks to undermine, the issues that I've cited earlier.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Mbele and the listeners, and thank you for having Steer and Sol on the line, actually, and underperformance in relation to the resources that the continent has at its disposal. And to that extent, it was felt that by priority performance projects that was important to have an award system that recognizes, that honors exceptional Africans. Because it is true that there are some exceptional Africans, as you will find in any society. And that this would also be beneficial. And thirdly, that this would be one of a few rare initiatives that emanate from the continent in terms of an area in which the continent can lead, as opposed to being appended to existing awards that, as I mentioned earlier, were never meant for us or to respond to our specific requirements and needs. So we went about putting this together to advance the notion of problem solving so that we can short circuit and reduce the length of time it takes us to get to the solutions that we need to increase global competitiveness by identifying Africans that are globally competitive and encouraging them to do so in a more visible way, and also encouraging others looking on to want to emulate them, and thirdly, to promote self-love and patriotism. And as you know, Dr. Mbele, on your program, which I listened to quite intently, beyond governance, a lot of discussion, some of the issues, the challenges that we face seem to suggest that we don't love our country and that we dislike our continent. This is not true. So in order to overcome that stereotype, we needed to introduce something that would show the pride in the continent and the pride in the citizens of the continent. So that's a brief background. I haven't spoken about how the awards work, the strict criteria that is followed, the esteemed judges, the open nomination process that is open to members of the public. But there are details on our site, which is priorityperformance.co.za under the African Genius Awards banner, that can give more details about the specifics relating to how the awards are set up and conducted.
Thank you very much for that update, Dr. Falala, which is quite interesting, and it does lay a solid foundation for our colleagues to weigh in. Before I call upon Dr. Sol Molobi and my sister here, Tembile Masia, let's take a break in a second.
Beyond Governance, making sense of doing business in South Africa, is proudly sponsored by Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
When a nation comes together on buildrsa.co.za, it can only lead to a greater South Africa. All that's missing is you. Go to buildrsa.co.za to join the conversation, get involved in problem solving, and contribute to taking our nation to the next level. by South Africans for South Africans. So, register for free now at buildrsa.co.za. The Great Africa. Together, we will build it.
Welcome back. This is Beyond Governance. I'm joined by Dr. Sifiso Falala in his capacity as CEO at Plus 94 Research, as well as Sol Molobi, who is a CEO at Brandel Africa, and last but not least, as Thembile Masia, who is a CEO of 8 Red Apples. We're having a conversation on how we take a direction which is determined by Africans. And before we took that break, Dr. Falala gave us an overview of the African Genius Awards, which is one of those initiatives that is meant to not only just create awareness, but create a platform wherein Africans of exceptional character and exceptional leadership are being celebrated. Let me bring in Brasol here. Obviously, you in your capacity as a former ambassador who went out there to sell the continent, South Africa's, but overall the continent as a whole. What is your observation of the African Geniuses Award and how do we take it forward, the country and as a continent?
Thank you, Dr. Mbele. What is important for us is that we need to locate the African Genius Awards in that space where Africa is beginning to re-engineer its brand. And Africa is now beginning to develop new narratives that are very positive, that are intended to enhance the image of a continent as a viable destination for tourism, foreign direct investment, and beyond that, positioning made in Africa service and product brands so positively that it's able to open foreign market access for these services and products. But before I validate, not that I need to validate what Dr. Falala eloquently communicated, let me start with our traditional wisdom. It says, never a hero in your own home. And there's a biblical text that says, a prophet has little honor in his hometown. Now, this effort, the African Genius Awards, and if you look at what African Unions, the Africa we want, brand mantra that emanates from Agenda 2063. We then say we are embarking on a process to destroy this myth as enunciated by the two quotations. In fact, from our own African wisdom, there's also an idiom that says a child that is not embraced in their village will burn it down to fill his home. So this is a very stunning warning that we are taking very serious as Africans to say we need to embrace and celebrate our luminaries so that ultimately they don't burn the continent down. So with me, I'm looking at two main areas of brand management. Our brand identity, which communicates what we are as Africa. I've just spoken about the African Union, talking about the Africa we want. But what is important, we need to balance this out with what I may call the Africa they want. And this speaks to Africa's brand image. And brand image specifically looks at the general perceptions that external stakeholders have of the continent. But before I hammer on what external stakeholders are saying, let's look at ourselves. And this is the survey that may validate what Dr. Falala was saying earlier on. The annual Brand Africa survey, which was launched in 2010, has found that in 2010, when they were launching, 34% of the top 100 most admired brands in Africa were African, meaning they were made in Africa. MTN is number 501 brand, meaning it doesn't even feature in the top 500 global brands. And why is this? It's because to a large extent, you also have many Africans who are included in the samples. They prefer foreign brands more than they prefer our own brands. If you look at countries, the same brand finance company produces what they call the soft power index. And last year, Egypt was number 32. It has slipped down to 36. South Africa was 36 last year. It has slipped down to 40. Morocco last year was number 49. It is now out of the top 50. It's now 54. So for me, I would say before we even attack negative perceptions that persist across the world, we also need to look at internally at ourselves to say, what is it that we need to do to have our own people embracing our service and product brands so that ultimately the world can also appreciate what we have as a continent.
If I could just come in there again, thank you very much for that input, Saul, which resonates very much well with the issues that Saul has raised, and as well as Dr. Falal, around staff lab promotion, but also a sense of patriotism. If I could bring in Stemile here, what's your take on the issue that was raised by Saul around, you know, the two notions? One is Africa they want and Africa we want. Obviously, we are pushing a narrative where Africans are determining their own directions through entities such as, or such initiatives such as African Genius Award. What's your thoughts around the self, the Dalton Thomas is out there? To what extent do you think the African Genius Award is building a solid ground to navigate around a very hostile environment, so to speak, which is expected in any way? Your take, Stembile?
Thank you, Dr. Mbele, for the opportunity. I think where the AGAs begin is where we should begin. If we are to build Africa, we need to start by addressing issues that make Africa struggle in terms of growth. And I think those are issues inherent to the person themselves. You know, how do we feel about ourselves as Africans? So the AGAs address what I would like to call the actual pillars of economic development. I call that confidence, dignity, self-worth, and pride. If we can fix those in ourselves and the rest of our people, then we would be fixing our situation or the struggles that we face as Africa. So the AGAs do exactly that. The idea is to motivate. That's the biggest idea. We want to motivate by honoring, by identifying and making known. You know, so the AGAs is all about making known African excellence to ourselves, each other first as Africans, to the rest of the world. So when you make known such achievements of others, you basically build encouragement, you build belief in oneself, you build belief in Africa. So that's where we truly need to begin. The minute we start trusting ourselves, the minute we start feeling that self-worth, then we begin to change. We begin to grow. You know, trust is very important. So, you know, through the AGAs, we are able to identify people and therefore drive that change, motivate people, and then encourage each one, hopefully, to copy the next person. As Mr. Milobi, actually, said, we tend to copy what others outside are doing. It is time to copy each other. But how do we copy each other if we do not know what the others are doing? We need to be aware of what other people are doing. And when we see them, then we follow suit. So I would say that with the AGAs, it truly is a great place to start.
Thank you very much for that insight, which really begins to identify issues of confidence, issues of dignity, issues of self-worth, and issues around pride, which, in your words, is an anchor. But we obviously have to start from home before you can convince the world. Coming back to Dr. Falala, obviously this is a very huge initiative. Take us through the nomination processes, the category of individuals that you define as key achievers or exceptional achievers, and so that we're able to know how the process go and the credibility thereof, because what is more important in these kinds of initiatives is the credibility. How do we safeguard the credibility of such initiatives so that we intensify the fight, because the onslaught is apparent? I mean, going back to Saul's words, there's Africa we want as Africans and Africa as they want. So we obviously more on Africa we want. So we want Africa that is credible, and initiatives such as these has to be credible in terms of nomination processes and the kind of categories that encapsulate. Take us through that kind of process so that we begin to build on this kind of platform, which is marvelous in our view.
No, thank you so much, Dr. Mbele, and to Sol and Stay. So the process is open to the public when the public feels inspired to nominate. There is an email address on our website, which is prioritypermformance.co.za, but also there's a nomination process which is on that site that is presently closed for this year, but will reopen for next year. And inspired by what they see, the public then also provides reasons for nominating an individual as an exceptional African that deserves the status of being a genius. And one of the challenges that we faced, Dr. Mbele, has been the belief that Africans are in fact capable of being geniuses. And if I may mention, based on this public nomination system, we have about seven past geniuses. And thank you to members of the public for recognizing that include Ngugi wa Thiong'o from Kenya, the late Ngugi wa Thiong'o, and also Chinua Achebe. And for those listeners that may doubt, in fact, that these persons are deserving of the accolade of being African geniuses, there is only one thing fall apart. You know, throughout the world, there is no other book like Things Fall Apart. I think the number of people around the world, millions of people around the world that have read it, have attested to just the artistry of the way in which the book was written. But it's not just about books. It's also about sports. It's about the performing arts. It's about the creative arts. It's about the sciences. It's the academics. So it covers all fields that the listeners or the general public may feel there is an African genius does exist. One of the, just in closing on this part, one of the quotes from Ngugi wa Thiong'o, who wrote the book Weep Not Child in 1964, when he said that use English but do not let English use you. And I was reading a passage from Things Fall Apart, because it's such a book that I believe possibly every African should read. And if you will grant me the opportunity to just read, it's a very short paragraph, Dr. Mbele. It says, perhaps deep down in his heart, Okonkwo was not a cruel man, but his whole life was dominated by fear, the fear of failure and of weakness. It was deeper and more intimate than the fear of evil and capricious gods and of magic, the fear of the forest and of the forces of nature, malevolent, red in tooth and claw. Okonkwo's fear was greater than these. It was not external, but lay deep within himself. So this is one of the paragraphs in what certainly is one of the greatest books ever written by an African genius. So through that nomination process, I think we expect that we'll receive support from the public by nominating other geniuses like Steve Biko, who is one of our former geniuses, Professor Chilizi Marala, who is also one of our former geniuses, and a few others on our site. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that kind of update, which is quite useful in illuminating the background of this wonderful initiative, which is hardly 2 years old, if I'm not mistaken, and it's yet to leave for a long foreseeable future. Let's take a break. We'll be back in a second just to get more depth from two colleagues on the point that you have belabored.
Beyond Governance, Making Sense of Doing Business in South Africa, is proudly sponsored by Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
When a nation comes together on buildrsa.co.za, it can only lead to a greater South Africa. All that's missing is you. Go to buildrsa.co.za to join the conversation, get involved in problem solving, and contribute to taking our nation to the next level. By South Africans, for South Africans. So, register for free now at buildrsa.co.za. The Great Africa. Together, we will build it.
Welcome back. This is Beyond Governance. My name is Nimrod, and I'm joined by Dr. Sipilo Falala, who's the CEO at Plus 94 Research, as well as Sol Molobi, who's the CEO at Brand Hill Africa. And last but not least, Thembile Masia, who's the CEO of 8 Red Apples. We are locating or, you know, providing insights on how best the continent can leverage on pockets of excellence through initiatives such as African Genius Awards, which is actually meant to bring about confidence, bring about self-worth, bring about pride in what we do as Africans. So these colleagues have really given us a good insights on how we begin to make sense of that. Stembile, one of the issues that you really pointed out earlier is that obviously notion of self-love, self-confidence, and self-pride. And how do we leverage? How is this initiative leveraging of other similar initiatives? Because the danger of such initiative is to go solo or go parallel. We need to be obviously have a wider appreciation of other similar initiatives which we can leverage off to intensify the kind of anchor that we need. For simple reason, there's a space for collaboration, there's space for competition. In my view, this Africa Genius Award, amongst others, is a space for collaboration. Who else are we collaborating with a similar sense of mental pride, a similar sense of trajectory about Africa that the public needs to know about so that we can put shoulder to the wheel by supporting those initiatives that obviously support Africa Genius Award?
You know what's exciting currently in Africa, across the entire continent, is that people are standing up. Africans are beginning to stand up. And so there isn't a lack of collaboration or people that one can collaborate with. There's plenty of people out there. If you look at us, the three of us sitting with you at the moment, we all come from different businesses, and yet the goal is one. So if we all have a common vision, then there should be no need for us to even have words such as competition amongst ourselves. We collaborate because we all want to see Africa succeeding. So we have the age that I am supporting as someone coming from a different business, which is the 8 Red Apples, the purpose of which is to also change the social and economic development of Africa as we have it. We want to make sure that it is better. We want to make sure that it grows. You've got Mr. Mulubi himself, who also has a similar vision, and he's been at it for a while, similar to AGAs and other platforms. What I would like to share with everyone at this moment is to say, you know, what we've lacked as Africans, we've lacked action. We've been very, very good at talking. We're not afraid to talk, but it's been very hard for some reason for us to start acting. And those who have been acting, the few that acted, for some reason, obvious to all of us, actually lacked success in their projects. So what we need to realize in this space is that we can't say it's not an area of competition. Let me put it that way. Growing South Africa or growing Africa is not an area of competition. So we can never stand up and say, I want to change. I want to do something for Africa, and then feel like you are late in the game. Other people have already started. This is not that kind of environment. This is an environment where we need everybody to rise. It is time for people to come up with similar initiatives as the AGAs so that Africa can start rising. It won't rise on a few shoulders. There needs to be plenty of people out there that are coming in to collaborate. So we're giving an example of us three at the moment, and there's definitely a lot more out there. And I'm sure people can contact either the AGAs themselves, contact myself, or contact Mr. Mulubi via Brand Hill Africa as well to find out more of other initiatives that they can be part of or can join or support.
Thank you very much for that insight, which is quite illuminating indeed. I like the issue of lack of support. Africans are known for talking here at home. If we were to run competition in policy discourse, we'll definitely get a medal. But when it comes to implementation of the very same policies that we have pronounced, we are lacking in a substantive way. And I do like the idea of partnerships. I do like the idea of Africa rising on multiple shoulders, not just on a few shoulders. So the notion of AGM is definitely a platform through which we can get as many shoulders as possible. Shoulders, not just shoulders for sake of shouldering, but shoulders of prestige, shoulders of esteem, shoulders of professionalism, and all those kinds of nice things. So, I mean, personally, on the same point, let me bring in Saul. I mean, and these issues that were raised around lack of action, which is important, and lack of action and also partnerships. To what extent do you think we could leverage on the previous history of the very same awards? Because obviously there's history now in terms of who has been nominated and public have nominated this. How do we massify, if you like, this notion of Africa is on a rise? Africa is happening. Africa is open for business. Procurement on brands in Africa, making sure that we use the social media, we use the mainstream media, you know, to articulate exactly what this Africa is all about. Africa we want, not Africa they want. Your take on that?
Thank you, Dr. Mbele. They say you are as good as the people around you, or someone also says, show me your friends and I will tell you how far you will go. Situating the African Genius Awards within these parameters, then I would say, look at its historical partners. They partnered with the University of Johannesburg, they partnered with the University of Pretoria, and these are prestigious academic institutions, not only in South Africa and the continent, but they are also highly rated globally. So this is a big plus to them. And beyond this year, they have strengthened their relationship with an institution in Sierra Leone. For me, to a large extent, it means we are not only celebrating luminaries from across the continent, but we are also establishing a physical presence across the entire continent. Because even the award ceremony this year won't be held in South Africa, but it will be held in Sierra Leone. And we are also exploring strategic partnerships with a number of academic institutions across the continent. In branding, your associations are also very critical, because through your brand associates, you are able to develop affinity and trust amongst your various stakeholders. And this is one element of the four elements that constitute what we call brand equity. So the AGAs are about enhancing or deepening Africa's brand equity. And in this instance, we are looking at building awareness. And in the last few weeks or months, we have reached out to various media institutions across the continent. And as we speak now, we have a number of media institutions in various countries who are already buying into this project. And if you were to go onto Google, you'll realize that even over the past few years, the African Genius Awards received publicity across a number of African countries. So this is good for building awareness. But at the same time, this awareness isn't just a marketing gimmick, because we are communicating tangible successes that Africans and Africa have scored. And for that reason, then people will say, what's the value? And for me, I would say the value emanates from the contributions of all these luminaries to Africa's socio-economic development. As we speak right now, 11 of the world's top fastest growing economies are here in Africa. This is a statistics validated by the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. It doesn't depend on perceptions. This is real tangible data that everyone can verify. So Africa is doing very well. It's a positive story worth celebrating by Africans and then also by the entire world. We are celebrating people who contribute to innovations. Dr. Falala has spoken about Ngugi wa Thiong'o and Chinua Achebe, who are the past winners of the awards. If you look at Ngugi, he spoke about decolonizing the mind. So this is a very powerful book that basically builds into what the African Genius Awards seeks to achieve, for us to be able to decolonize African minds so that ultimately they are able to love themselves, as we have said earlier on. They are able to embrace made in Africa service and product brands. And once we do that, then it means we will be consuming our own products, and the revenue coming from there will be reinvested back into Africa's economies. And in your opening, Salvo, Dr. Mbele, you spoke about the Africa Continental Free Trade Agreement, basically, which is a driving vehicle for continental economic integration, which means then that as Africa, we will be able to speak with one voice, and we will be able to do what is necessary for us to reinvest whatever benefits we derive from our economies into the continent, so that ultimately we are able to reverse the frontiers of poverty, of hunger, and of inequality. The other leg that we could look at is building loyalty amongst Africans. And this is what we seek to do as the African Genius Awards.
Useful insights and observation in your parting shot. Dr. Mulobi, your views, your parting shot on this wonderful topic?
We have spoken about changing a mindset, and a person's mind is very critical. That is why a biblical text says, "Thinketh he in his heart, so is he." Meaning, if we think negatively about ourselves, we will become the bad news that we are as Africans. So for that reason, we need to think very positively about ourselves. Descartes said, "Cogito ergo sum," which means, "I think, therefore I am." This is the mantra that we should all adopt as Africans.
Thank you very much for that mantra. I certainly hit the call, because it's, countries such as America are what they are purely because of such mantras, because they are very positive and reinforcing, and which I think platforms such as these ones need to be deliberate in enforcing that kind of mentality, that kind of sentiment, that we are very powerful nations, a powerful continent, and we on the rise and we're open for business. Stembile, your parting shot?
I want to finish off by saying that the people of Africa and their supporters have been praying for a long time for change. And I think that where we're at the moment is that God is answering, and he's doing so by giving answers to each and every one of us. So it is up to us now, each one, to do something. When you feel it in your heart, when you feel that you have something to give, something to part with for the benefit of others, it is time to do it. It's time to do it now. There's a lot of activity happening around the world, and I believe that if we do not stand up now as Africans, then again it will be too late for us, and we don't want that to happen. So let's use all the opportunities we have now, access to media, access to many organizations that are coming up, to act as Africans to change our destination, as Dr. Falala mentioned earlier, to say, where are we going? So let's define where we're going for each and every one of us. Let's define where we're going for our country, and we'll definitely see success.
Thank you very much for that, which is quite useful indeed. We have said this particular event, it's in Sierra Leone in May. Are you able to give us a date and a website where people can look at and try and weigh in as in whatever social media platforms that are there to try and create that kind of movement that we've spoken about? Dr. Falala, are you able to give us those details or Saul?
Yes, I can. Thank you very much for such a wonderful discussion. By incorporating the Fort Bay College, which is actually the oldest university in West Africa, over 100 years old, it has necessitated a shift in the date from the 25th of May, which is Africa Day, to Africa Genius Awards Day. Because of the growth in the brand, we decided to have an Africa Genius Awards Day. There is just so much that is happening between Africa Day and September being Heritage Month for us, that we decided rather to elect an Africa Genius Awards Day, which is the first Saturday of September. September being a new beginning for most things African. So this is when the event will be held. Brand Hill Africa and Eight Red Apples will be updating the listeners and the South African and African public about the events that are forthcoming.
Thank you very much indeed. We'll definitely be on the lookout for any communication from the entities that you have raised. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it here. It's been absolutely beautiful. Thank you very much for the insights that you've provided, which we as Africans, as South Africans, will definitely do our best to promote. It is in our best interest for it contribute towards Africa we want. We're going to have to leave it here. Thank you very much, and enjoy your day further. Shalom.
When a nation comes together on buildrsa.co.za, it can only lead to a greater South Africa. All that's missing is you. Go to buildrsa.co.za to join the conversation, get involved in problem solving, and contribute to taking our nation to the next level. By South Africans, for South Africans. So, register for free now at buildrsa.co.za. The Great Africa. Together, we will build it.